The churro sheep play an essential role in Navajo culture. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Philip Sponnenberg, professor of genetics and pathology at the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech, profiles the importance of this particular species.
Navajo churro sheep have played essential roles in Navajo and Hispanic cultures in the Southwest for over four centuries. These sheep are a great reminder that best is a tricky concept. What's the best wool? The answer depends on what use that wool is put to. For three centuries, the locals used the sheep with little outside interference. Local textiles, usually blankets, found wide appeal and good demand, assuring a steady flow of resources back to shepherds and weavers. The distinctive fleece of long, coarse fibers over a short, down-soft undercoat is perfect for this sort of textile. Early in the 1900s, experts from outside decided it was better to produce fine wool for clothing manufacture. In came the imported rams, out went the traditional rams. As fleeces changed, the local character of textiles also changed. They lost their traditional strength and resiliency and also lost the wide range of natural colors available from the old-style sheep. Fortunately, a handful of independent programs began to assemble the small surviving remnant of traditional sheep, multiply them, and get them back into the hands of shepherds and weavers. Old shepherdesses would weep while receiving back the sheep of their childhood. They could now once again produce those fabulous traditional textiles with the appropriate wool from the right sheep. The sheep play a host of roles in Navajo society, including many ceremonial roles for which four-horned rams are the top-rated candidates. This link of animal resource to human culture is so tight that the Navajos say that sheep is life. Guarding this resource from once again becoming rare takes constant attention and care.
That was Philip Sponnenberg of the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.